steps and a small window slid back. A suspicious voice said,
"Yes?"
"Corporal Carrot, City Militia."
"Never heard of it. Bugger off."
The hatch snapped back. Carrot heard Nobby snigger. He thumped on the door again.
"Yes?"
"I'm Corporal Carrot." The hatch moved, but hit Carrot's truncheon as he rammed it in the hole. "And I'm here to collect some arms for my men."
"Yeah? Where's your authority?"
"What? But I'm..." The truncheon was knocked away, and the hatch thudded into place.
"Excuse me," said Corporal Nobbs, pushing past. "Let me have a go. I've been here before, sort of thing."
He kicked the door with his steel-capped boots, known and feared wherever men were on the floor, and in no position to fight back. Snap.
"I told you to bugger..."
"Auditors," said Nobby.
There was a moment's silence.
"What?"
"Here to take the inventory."
"Where's your authority?"
Oh, he says, "Where's my authority?"
Nobby leered at the guards.
"Oh, keeps me hanging around here while his cronies can nip out the back to bring the stuff back out of the ock, eh?"
"I never..."
"And then, yeah, we'll get the old thousand swords trick, yeah? 50 crates stacked up, turns out the bottom 40 are full of rocks."
"Well, I..."
"What's your name, mister?"
"I..."
"You open this door right now."
The hatch shut. There was the sound of bolts being pulled back by someone who was not at all convinced it was a good idea and would be asking searching questions in a minute.
"Got a piece of paper on you, Fred. Quick."
"Yes, but..."
said Sergeant Colon.
"Any paper. Now."
Colon fumbled in his pocket and handed Nobby his grocery bill just as the door opened. Nobby swaggered in at high speed, forcing the man inside to walk backwards.
"Don't run off," he shouted. "I haven't found anything wrong."
"I wasn't running..."
"Yet!"
Carrot had time to get an impression of a cavernous place full of complicated shadows. Apart from the man, who was fatter than Colon, there were a couple of trolls who appeared to be operating a grindstone. Current events did not seem to have penetrated the thick walls.
"All right, no one panic. Just stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing, please. I'm Corporal Nobbs, Ankh-Morpork City Ordnance Inspection City Audit."
The piece of paper was waved in front of the man's eyes, at vision-blurring speed, and Nobby's voice faltered a bit as he contemplated the end of the sentence.
"Bureau, Special Audit, Inspection. How many people work here?"
"Just me."
Nobby pointed at the trolls.
"What about them?"
The man spat on the floor.
"Oh, I thought you said people."
Carrot stuck out his hand automatically, and it slammed against Detritus's breastplate.
"Okay," said Nobby, "let's see what we've got here."
He walked fast along the rack so that everyone else had to run to keep up.
"What's this?" "Don't know, eh?"
"Sure, it's
a triple-stringed 2,000-pound carriage-mounted siege crossbow with double-action windlass?"
"Right."
"Isn't this a Clachian reinforced crossbow with a goat-leg cocking mechanism and the under-halved bayonet?"
Yeah?"
Nobby gave it a cursory examination and then tossed it aside. The rest of the night watch looked on in astonishment. Nobby had never been known to wield any weapon beyond a knife.
"Have you got any of those Hershabian 12-shot bows with the gravity feed?" he snapped.
"Hey, what you see is what we got, mister."
Nobby pulled a hunting crossbow from its rack. His skinny arms twanged as he hauled on the cocking lever.
"Sold the bolts for this thing?"
"They're right there."
Nobby selected one from the shelf and dropped it into its slot. Then he sighted along the shaft. He turned.
"I like this inventory," said Nobby. "We'll take it all."
The man looked down the sights at Nobby's eye, and to Angua's horrified admiration, didn't faint.
"That little bow don't scare me," he said.
"This little bow scare you?" said Nobby. "No, right. This is a little bow. A little bow like this wouldn't scare a man like you, because it's such a little bow. It'd need a bigger bow than this to scare a man like you."
Angua would have given a month's pay to see the quartermaster's face from the front. She'd watched as Detritus had lifted down the siege bow, cocked it with one hand and a barely audible grunt, and stepped forward. Now she could imagine the eyeballs swivelling as the coldness of the metal penetrated the back of the armourer's fleshy red neck.
"Now the one behind you, that's a big bow," said Nobby.
It wasn't as if the 6-foot iron arrow was sharp. It was supposed to smash through doorways, not do surgery.
"Can I pull the trigger yet?"
Detritus rumbled into the man's ear.